Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift your voices a little bit more. He's worthy of more praise, more glory, more adoration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You shatter fear. You break doubt and chase unbelief from the room, Lord. And we just thank you. Could you just lift your hands to him? Let's just welcome him in. This is just we're in his presence, and let's hear. He is here. He's here in his fullness. And let's just enter in. So Lord, we just right now, we just commit ourselves to this moment. We just want to enter in. Greater than our fear, our doubt, our unbelief, our challenges, the things that are going on in our life, our financial shortfalls, our pain, our suffering, our difficulties. Lord, you are greater than all of that. And Lord, we want to be full attention, focused in upon you. You are here. And you are inviting us into your presence. You're inviting us to come, Lord. And so we say, we will, Lord. We will right now. We'll just come into your presence. And we'll glorify and honor your name. And we'll praise you. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. En el nombre de Cristo. En todas personas que hablan español, diga, amén. The Lord bless you as you're seated. What I asked them, everybody can be seated. Everybody that speaks English in this or Spanish in this place, if you'll just say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Man, it's good to see you.
Es bueno mirarlos.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to translate for me?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome.
Qué bien.
We are so glad that you're here tonight.
Estamos contentos que están aquí.
And first I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Andy Salazar.
Quiero dar gracias al Pastor Andy Salazar.
And the church right here, Iglesia Una Fe, One Faith Church.
Y la Iglesia Una Fe.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for letting us come and be a part of you tonight.
Gracias por permitirnos llegar aquí y ser parte de esto.
And we invite you to be a part of us.
Y te pedimos que seas parte de nosotros.
There's something we're planning.
Hay algo que estamos en planificación.
Imagine with me the spring of 2020.
Imagínese la primavera de 2020.
And imagine 15 or 20 or 25 or 30 full gospel churches.
Imagínese 15, 20, 25 iglesias.
Coming together in a stadium.
Uniéndose en un estadio.
And purposely telling their friends.
Y a propósito diciéndole a sus amigos.
To come with them.
Que vengan con nosotros.
Because we're expecting miracles.
Porque estamos esperando milagros.
We're expecting people to be healed.
Estamos esperando que personas sean sanas.
We're expecting marriages to be healed.
Matrimonios de ser sanados.
We're expecting prodigals to return home.
Estamos esperando los pródigos que regresen.
We're expecting physical eyes to be open.
Esperando que los ojos físicos sean abiertos.
We're expecting spiritual eyes to be open.
Los ojos espirituales sean abiertos.
So we're dreaming in this area.
Estamos soñando en esa área.
I believe it's in God's heart.
Y yo sé que es en el corazón de Dios.
This is something he wants to do in the northern part of our city.
Es algo que él quiere hacer en la parte norte de esta ciudad.
And this is a part of starting that direction.
Y esto es un paso para llegar hacia allí.
What we would like to do,
lo que queremos hacer,
is every time there's a fifth Sunday,
cada vez que hay un quinto domingo en el mes,
take that evening service,
y tomar esa tarde,
and get together,
y unirnos,
and bring in a minister,
y traer un ministro,
who has the reputation of hearing from God,
y que tiene una y aun con las señales siguiendo,
and for us to get back into the flow of that,
para que y nosotros llegar a ese fluir,
and for us to introduce North Tarrant County,
y nosotros introducir eso al norte de Tarrant,
in a powerful way,
en una manera poderosa,
into the presence of Almighty God,
entre la presencia del Señor.
Amen. Amen. So how many of you are ready to dream with us?
¿Cuántos están listos para soñar con nosotros?
So we're starting that direction.
Estamos yendo a esa dirección.
And in just a moment you're going to hear from Joe Oden.
Y en unos momentos escucharán.
He serves in our district.
Él sirve en este
distrito. Director of evangelism.
Como un director de evangelismo.
And he's powerfully anointed by the Holy Spirit.
Ungido de Dios.
And he's a good friend.
Y es un buen amigo.
He's a great brother.
Es un buen hermano.
And he's going to help us.
Y nos va a ayudar.
To plan
para planificar, orar, pensar
y
pedir en propósito para ver un mover poderoso en nuestra ciudad.
Amen. So, prayer warriors,
los que oran,
begin now.
Comiencen hoy a orar.
Please start praying now.
Comiencen a orar en este momento.
We need to establish strength in the spiritual realm.
Tenemos que establecer una fuerza en el ambiente espiritual.
By agreeing in spiritual warfare prayer.
En estando en acuerdo en una oración de espiritual.
We are going to put together some prayer meetings for that purpose.
Vamos a unirnos en oración.
I want to at this time though recognize some churches that are here.
Yo quiero reconocer unas iglesias que están aquí.
I'm looking to see if Azel First is here.
Quiero saber si Azel First está aquí.
Anyone from Azel First, wave a hand. I know Pat's representation there. How about Brother Jim Harton? And you have some of your folks with you? Okay, Brother Jim Harton's here from Azel. We're glad he's here. How about First Assembly in White Settlement? Pastor Mike, shout out. Wave your hand there, Brother Mike. And some members of White Settlement, we're so glad that you're here. And then we have, from just down the road here, Living Water. Yeah, Pastor Wade DeForest. Yeah. And then we have Vision Church. Yeah. We have some representation there. So glad that you're here. This was our old facility. We used to fellow children, they're adult children, they're almost 30. And I have all four with me tonight. Isn't that awesome?
Tengo mis cuatro hijos conmigo en esta tarde.
All four of my kids with me.
Todos los cuatro conmigo.
They grew up here.
Aquí crecieron mis hijos.
And then my son-in-law, he counts as number five.
Y mi
hermano, my daughter's back there going.
Cuenta como cinco.
They grew up in this facility.
Crecieron ellos aquí en este edificio.
And so they were able to walk in and go.
Y les dio gusto al entrar al edificio.
What a beautiful job One Faith the Church is doing with this building, stewarding your ministry opportunity and stewarding the facility the Lord's given you. We rejoice with you. We're so glad to be a part of that process. I think I saw some folks here from Oasis. Let's count Oasis. There's some people back there from the Oasis. They are, pray for them, all our fellow Assembly of God people, pray for Oasis because they're moving into a building program and already have moved out. They're the church on the move. They're meeting in a middle school or high school, a school auditorium. They're setting up and tearing down and accommodating, 250 people. And so they're moving up into Hazlitt area, into a building program. And those of us at Vision Church know what it's like to live out of a box. We did it for 5 years. And so I say to Matthew Blankenship, you thought you got out of it. And then you went over to Oasis and you got right back into it. It couldn't happen to a better man. And I'm just so glad tonight. At the end of the service, you're going to have an opportunity to respond in giving. And I want to encourage you to do that.
Después del servicio tendrán una oportunidad de responder a la palabra.
But now, in this moment,
pero en este momento,
I want to invite you to just prepare your heart.
Más te pido que prepares tu corazón.
Something that the Lord dropped in my heart in prayer a couple weeks ago.
Unas dos semanas atrás Dios puso algo en mi corazón.
Is the concept that goes with the threefold cord. Have you ever heard of that?
Es el concepto del hilo de tres.
The scripture says,
la escritura dice,
a threefold cord is not quickly broken.
Un lazo de tres no es fácilmente quebrado.
Are you ready to make a threefold cord?
¿Están listos para hacer un lazo así?
This is going to be very simple.
Es muy sencillo.
It's not a sermon.
No es un sermón.
It will be at my church.
Será en mi iglesia.
Number one.
Uno.
Accept the word of God.
Recibir o aceptar la palabra de Dios.
Okay. Strand number two.
El hilo número dos.
Align with that word of God.
Alíñate con esa palabra.
And then number three.
Número tres.
Assert.
Now, ejercer,
have fun with that.
Ejercer.
Have fun with that one. Assert yourself along that direction in a positive direction and say, I will not be defeated. I will not be turned back. I'm going to go after that the Lord has given me. Amen?
Esfuérzate en ese camino. Cuando te alinees, aceptes, esfuérzate a no negar de seguir adelante.
So right now, we can just ask the Holy Spirit.
Ahora le pedimos al Espíritu Santo.
Holy Spirit,
Espíritu Santo,
help us to take those three chords.
Ayúdanos a tomar esos tres hilos.
And weave them together in this moment.
Y tejerlos juntos en este momento.
And find an incredibly strong rope.
Para hacer un lazo fuerte.
That will connect us to you.
Que nos conecte a ti, Señor.
And will pull us into your grace.
Y que nos jale a tu gracia.
And we ask it in Jesus' name.
Y lo pedimos en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
Would you welcome Brother Joe Oden as he comes tonight
to
minister the Word of God? How's everybody doing tonight?
¿Cómo están todos?
It is an honor to be here with you guys.
Es un honor estar aquí.
Thank you, worship team. Y'all did a fantastic job.
Gracias al grupo de alabanza.
Thank you, Pastor Doug, for inviting me tonight.
Gracias al Pastor Doug por la invitación.
And thank you to everyone who's taken some time to just come and be in the presence of the Lord.
Y gracias por los que han tomado el tiempo para estar en la presencia de Dios.
It's a pleasure to see some dear friends in the audience.
Es un placer de mirar unos amigos.
I just want to take just a moment to introduce myself.
Me quiero introducir.
I haven't always been saved. I was a drug addict and a drug dealer.
No siempre he sido un salvo. Tenía un tiempo en el pasado.
And addicted to everything that goes along with that lifestyle.
Estaba en drogas y en muchas otras cosas.
I was called to preach the gospel as I was tripping on LSD one night watching Christian television.
Estoy mirando la televisión en un tiempo que estaba ebrio.
I didn't get saved right then.
Y no fui salvo en ese momento.
I was actually court ordered by the law to attend church.
Y aún la ley me hizo ir a la iglesia.
I prayed every night before I'd go to bed after God called me as I was tripping on LSD watching TBN.
Y es durante ese tiempo que Dios me llama al ministerio.
That God would get me in church.
Y oraba que Dios me diera una iglesia.
I tried to fight an undercover police officer intoxicated one night.
Y un día estando emborrachado traté de pelear contra un
policía. I was in and out of jail.
Entraba y salía de la cárcel.
And the judge sentenced me to go to church.
Y aún en todo eso el juez me ordenó a ir.
As an adult,
como un adulto.
He said, you got to go to AA.
Tienes que ir a Alcohólicos.
You got to go to NA.
Tienes que ir a otro programa.
And you got to go to church.
Y tienes que ir a la iglesia.
Well, I found an AG church.
Y encontré una asamblea de Dios iglesia.
To attend.
A ir.
6 months into my church sentence.
Después de seis meses de esa sentencia.
I have been to some churches. It is like a sentence. I want to assure you.
Y he ido a una iglesia que es como estar en una cárcel.
6 months in.
Seis meses dentro,
I didn't know Christianese.
Yo no sabía lo que es el cristianismo.
I didn't know how to say the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yo no sabía decir el Dios de Abraham, Isaac, y Jacob.
And 6 months in,
y seis meses dentro de eso,
I heard people speak.
Escuché personas hablar.
Sermons.
Predicaciones.
Songs.
Salmos.
But 6 months into my church sentence,
pero en esos seis meses,
I walked into the building.
Entré a un edificio.
And there was something different in the atmosphere.
Había algo diferente en la atmósfera.
The Holy Spirit was there.
El Espíritu Santo estaba ahí.
I want to submit to you.
Y dije, quiero sujetarme a eso.
Many of the church growth programs.
Muchos de los programas de crecer la iglesia.
I was the individual that you didn't want God to move in a powerful way because I might get spooked.
Yo era uno de esos que no queríamos que Dios se moviera porque alguien se iba a asustar.
I wasn't raised Pentecostal.
No crecí en el Pentecostés.
I'd never been in a meeting where the demonstration of power really showed up.
Nunca había estado en un servicio donde había poder.
And I was the one that you would say, let's keep the service sanitized so we don't make anyone afraid.
Yo era aquel que decía que no se muestre mucho porque él se va a asustar.
But I want to tell you that's exactly what I needed.
Pero eso es exactamente lo que necesitaba.
I didn't need a sermon or a song or a platitude from a preacher. I needed the power of God.
No necesitaba otra predicación o salmo, necesitaba el poder de Dios.
And this particular night, a team from the Brownsville Revival, Pensacola, Florida, showed up at my local church.
Y esa noche un movimiento de Pensacola llegó a mi iglesia.
And the minister preached.
Y el ministro predicó.
I'd never heard a sermon like that.
Y nunca había escuchado un sermón
así. I'd never felt the power of God like that.
Nunca había sentido el poder de Dios así.
I'd never sensed Jesus in the room in that dimension in my life.
Nunca había sentido a Jesús tan palpable como en esa
noche. I wasn't afraid.
No tenía temor.
I wasn't spooked.
No tenía toda mi vida por esto.
And I ran to the altar.
Corrí al altar.
I gave my life to Christ.
Entregué mi vida al Señor.
And I slid down on my knees and I stood up, washed in the blood, set free.
Me recuerdo estando en mis rodillas y levantarme limpiado por la sangre de Cristo.
And the minister was praying for people and I was the first person that he picked.
Y el ministro estaba orando y fui yo el primero.
He said, "What do you need from God?"
Y dijo, "¿Qué necesitas de Dios?"
I said, "I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost."
Yo quiero ser lleno con el Espíritu Santo.
I didn't understand the theological ramifications behind my request.
No entendía yo lo teológico de lo que yo le pedí.
He lays hands on me.
Pone mano sobre mí.
The next thing I know,
lo siguiente,
I'm flying back under the power of God,
bajo el poder de Dios, estoy en el aire,
and I land on my back,
y caigo en mi espalda,
and I said, "Lord,"
y dije, "Señor,"
that was like I just smoked a good joint.
Eso me recordé los días de antepasado de drogadicción.
That might mess with some of your theology,
quizás uno se ofendan con eso,
but how many of you have ever been touched by God in such a way,
pero cuántos han sido tocado por Dios en una manera,
you didn't have an adjective to describe or depict the manifestation of power that was coming from another world into yours.
Pero no pudiste escoger una palabra para describir lo que habías pasado.
I got up off the floor.
Me levanté.
We had these old altars that ran across the front of the church.
Teníamos esos altares que corrían en frente de la iglesia.
And I sat on it like somebody getting on a horse in Fort Worth.
Y como si estaba montando un caballo, me subía a ese altar.
I wasn't going to leave.
No me iba a ir.
I thought that was a front row seat.
Pensé que esa es la silla que quería estar.
At that moment,
en ese momento,
I looked up to God.
Miré a Dios.
And I said, "Lord, if my friends that are hooked on drugs,
y dije, si mis amigos que están en las drogas,
could feel this power that's running through my body right now,
pueden sentir este poder que está en mí,
they get born again."
Ellos se convirtieran a ti.
I said, "Jesus,
dije, Jesús,
my life for the gospel."
Mi vida por el evangelio.
I walked in bound by hell, death, and the grave.
Entré cautivo.
I walked out set free, baptized in fire, called to be an evangelist.
Pero salí libre, lleno del Espíritu Santo.
Transformed by the power of God.
Transformado por la poder
I
de Dios.
Went to work the week before going to hell.
Entré a mi trabajo yendo al infierno.
I went to work the next week telling everybody they were going to hell.
Pero la siguiente semana fui para atrás a trabajo diciéndole.
That was not the most effective form of evangelism.
A todos que se iban al infierno, no, quizás no es lo correcto.
And I began to pray.
Yo comencé a orar.
Lord,
Señor,
give me the power,
dame el poder,
that that man had,
que ese hombre tuvo,
when I got knocked out,
cuando me noquearon,
and hit the floor.
Y pegué el suelo.
I literally prayed.
Yo literalmente
give me
oré.
The power to knock people out.
Dame el poder para noquear
it
las
was
personas.
Pure.
Era puro.
It was innocent.
Era inocente.
Because I equated
yo hice
that manifestation
un resultado, la manifestación
with getting set free from every addiction that I'd ever known.
Con siendo liberado por cada
adicción. And I wanted others to experience that.
Yo quería que otros lo
experimentaran. I didn't know how to say,
yo no sabía
"God,
decir,
give me the anointing."
Dios, dame la unción.
I didn't know how to pray like Peter did in Acts 4.
Yo no sabía cómo orar como Pedro.
I just wanted others that were bound by hell, death, and the grave to get set free.
Yo solo quería otros llegar a ese encuentro.
And what that man had on him, I wanted on me.
Y lo que ese hombre de Dios tuvo, yo lo quería.
So I prayed for that for 3 months.
So oré por eso por 3 meses.
And I'm at an altar at my church, a lot like this, 3 months into my salvation.
Era un anciano.
And he got hit by the power and fell on the ground.
Y el Espíritu de Dios le pegó.
And I said, "Lord,
y dije, Señor,
if you could do it in an altar of a church where everybody agrees,
si puedes hacerlo en una iglesia,
you can do it in the darkest part of the city that I live in."
Lo puedes hacer en las ciudades más
so
oscuras.
That's where I began to go.
So ahí yo me fui.
The Bible says
la Biblia dice,
that Jesus didn't come for those that have a doctor,
no vino Jesús a los que
but for those
médico.
That don't have a doctor.
Sino a ellos que no tienen
he
médico.
Came for the least,
vino
the last,
los últimos,
and the lost.
Y los perdidos.
That's where I would go.
Y ahí es donde
where
yo iba.
People that were addicted,
aquellos que estaban adictos,
bound by no, drugs and alcohol.
Por drogas y alcohol.
So I found a corner
so encontré un rincón,
where crack dealers hung out,
donde los drogaditos estaban,
prostitutes hung out,
donde las prostitutas,
pimps hung out, where the homosexual community resided in my city.
Los homosexuales estaban.
And so I'd go there.
So yo iba ahí.
And I'd ask them a question.
Y les preguntaba algo.
I didn't create a great big dialogue.
No tenía muchas palabras.
I would just walk up to people.
Más iba.
I didn't know the Bible real well, ladies and gentlemen.
No conocía la palabra muy bien.
And I didn't know theology.
No sabía la teología.
I just knew I'd been transformed.
Yo lo más sabía que era
wasn't profound. It was this. Have you ever felt the power of God? If they'd say no, I'd say, would you like
that?
But I prayed for every individual like everybody was hit by the power and filled with the Holy Spirit. Didn't do it for a month and quit. Every Friday and Saturday, I'm with the prostitutes, pimps, and crack dealers.
A friend of mine once
one day challenged me to a fast. He said, let's fast together for 3 days. I said, you fast for 3 days. I said, the last time I tried that, I went to the Chinese buffet and got on the Wong Chow chicken and got the spoon and started eating it, and they threw me out. I said, I'm not going to do that. He bothered me. I said, okay. And on the second day of the fast, in the midst of the Brownsville revival, I felt heaven open over my life in a significant way.
En el segundo día de ese ayuno sentí a Dios.
On the fifth day of that fast,
en el quinto día de ese ayuno,
I'm with the crack dealers and the prostitutes and the homosexuals.
Estoy con esos prostitutas y drogadictos.
And I laid hands on a homosexual man.
Y puse mano sobre un hombre de homosexualidad.
And he was hit by the power of God.
Y el Espíritu Santo,
he fell to the ground.
Pegó al suelo.
There were no catchers. There was no worship team. The raw demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit showed up in a dark place. He gets up off of the ground. He gives his life to Jesus Christ and leaves that area. Ladies and gentlemen, that night I stepped into an anointing. I want to fast forward about 15 years from that moment. Because I go to churches and I travel the nation and I don't see the demonstration like it was in the book of Acts. I see big ministries and churches lifted up as the form of success in the model of the United States of America. I want to say to you tonight that Jesus wasn't moved by big crowds. His modus operandi wasn't to build a big ministry with many people. His modus operandi was to set the captive free, to heal the sick, and bring deliverance to those that are bound. And deep on the inside of me, after a weekend of ministry, I'd be at my hotel room all alone. I'd feel broken on the inside. And there was a whisper deep in, where is the demonstration of the power of God in the church? I'm not being critical. But I began to meditate, where are the Smith Wigglesworths? Where are the John G. Lakes? Where are the Oral Roberts, the A.A. Allens, Jack Coe and Catherine Kuhlman? Where are the Maria Woodworth Edders? Where are the Amy Simple McPhersons? Where are the William Seymours? You know what they have in common? They're all dead. I want to tell you tonight, their mantles are on the ground. And God's looking for a woman of God. God's looking for a man of God. God's looking for a church to pick up the mantles that are dusty on the floor. God's looking for a movement to pick up the mantles of past generations. This was in my spirit. 5 years into this,
cinco años,
angst on the inside.
Algo dentro de mí.
I was speaking at a conference with Cindy Jacobs.
Estuve en una conferencia.
And on Thursday night,
Y en un jueves por
a man
noche,
of God by the name of Lou Engle began to preach.
Un hombre de Dios comenzó a predicar.
And there's few people that grip my heart like he does.
Y hay pocos que toman mi corazón.
Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke and Lou Engle grip the soul of who I am.
Hay estas personas que de verdad toman mi atención.
And have you ever been in a meeting where there may have been 200 like tonight or 5,000 or you're watching Christian television and millions are listening and a man or woman of God make a statement and you say, that was for me?
Has estado en un lugar, sea pequeño o grande, y alguien dice algo y dicen, eso fue para mí.
Can you identify with that?
¿Puedes identificar con eso?
I didn't know the genesis of the healing movement in the 50s and 60s.
Yo no sabía el génesis o el comienzo de eso.
I didn't know that it started in 1948, 1949, and 1950 in San Diego, California.
Yo no sabía la historia de dónde comenzó el poder de Dios.
It started when these men and women got so desperate they went to San Diego for experimental fasting and prayer.
Pero comenzó cuando estas personas con un celo de mirar mover de Dios se unieron.
Some of these men went on an 80-day fast.
Unos de estos hombres por 80 días
ayunando. Because they were just desperate.
Porque desesperados estaban.
For a move of God.
Por un mover de Dios.
Oral Roberts was one.
Oral Roberts era uno.
He went on a 9-month intermediate fast.
Fue por 9 meses en una tipo de ayuno.
Until the vow of heaven broke over his life and his ministry began to explode throughout the United States.
Hasta que el velo del Señor se abre sobre ese ministerio.
With profound signs, wonders, and miracles.
Con milagros y grandes prodigios.
Lou began to exhort that God was calling the United States of America.
Comenzaron a proclamar que el Señor estaba llamando a los Estados Unidos.
In the years 2018, 2019, and 2020.
En estos años que estamos.
To periods of 40-day fast for the power of God to revisit the church in signs, wonders, and miracles.
Ayunando por esos tiempos para mirar estas señales.
I walked up to that altar.
Llegué a ese altar.
And I just began to weep in the presence of God.
Comencé a llorar delante de Dios.
I knew God was speaking to me.
Yo sabía que Dios estaba hablando.
I committed afresh to begin to fast.
Me comprometí a comenzar un ayuno.
At the front of 2018, I went on a 35-day fast, and I was nearing the end of it.
En 2018,
and I was at a great church in southern Indiana.
Estaba en una iglesia.
And as I stood on the front row about to be called up to speak,
mientras estoy en la primera fila, listo para subir,
I heard the whisper of God.
Escuché el susurro de Dios.
He gave me a strong word.
Me dio una palabra fuerte.
I wasn't trying to be provocative, but God was speaking to me something to tell the church directly.
No fue mi intención, pero Dios me estaba dando una palabra.
He said, Joe, you get up and you tell them if they keep doing the same thing they've been doing, they're going to get the same results and their city is going to hell.
Tú diles, si siguen haciendo lo mismo, esta ciudad se va a ir al infierno.
And he said, and by the way, if you keep doing the same thing you've been doing, you're going to get the same results and you are not impacting culture or the cities that you go to, Joe.
Si tú sigues haciendo las mismas cosas, recibirás los mismos resultados.
And I said, God, what do you want me to do?
Dios, ¿qué quieres que haga?
And he began to speak to me.
Comenzó a hablar.
He said, Joe, you're good at getting a breakthrough.
Me dice, tú eres bueno para avanzar.
You're good at really honing in and praying and fasting for a season.
Haces bien cuando ayunas por una temporada.
But then you quit.
Pero paras,
you go back to your normal devotion life.
Y luego sigues en lo mismo.
And you continue to bear the same fruit.
Y luego sigues haciendo los mismos frutos.
He said to me this.
Me dijo esto el Señor,
and I submit it to you tonight.
Te lo entrego en este día.
He said what you did to get the breakthrough.
Lo que hiciste para
you gotta keep
ahí,
doing to sustain it.
Lo tienes que hacerlo para seguir manteniendo eso.
And I felt like the Lord spoke to me, I want you to fast a week a month.
Sentí que el Señor me dijo, ayuna.
So I began to do that throughout last year and started this year off in the same manner. About a year ago this month, I'm in a service a lot like this one.
Estoy en un servicio como en este.
I'm about to close.
Estoy para terminar en ese momento.
There's a young man still out under the power of God.
Hay un joven.
And I'm about to dismiss the service. The pastor is on vacation.
Estoy por despedir el servicio. El pastor está en vacaciones.
And as I'm about to close the service,
mientras estoy a punto de cerrar el servicio,
a young man on this side of the platform shrieked a demon.
Un muchacho con un demonio.
And when he did,
y cuando hizo eso,
I paused.
Pausé.
I'm not trying to be funny, but I don't know if that's what he does every 3 weeks.
Yo no sé, yo no quiero ser chistoso, pero no sé si eso.
So I'm not going to draw any undue attention to this young man.
So no le iba a dar la atención a este.
But
hombre.
I felt the Spirit of God come in the room.
Pero sentí el Espíritu de Dios en ese lugar.
So I paused.
Pausé.
It would do us good just to pause in the presence when we don't know what to do, for us just to be quiet and wait.
Cuando no sabemos qué hacer, simplemente pausar.
And as I waited, the young man shrieked again.
Mientras esperaba este demonio una vez más.
And then a guy about my size jumps off the front row like Chuck Norris.
Y luego como una karateka alguien brinca.
And he started Jericho marching around this dude.
Y él comienza marchando alrededor de
este. He's binding the devil at the top of his lungs.
Está atando en voz alta.
I thought, my God, the pastor's going to come back and I'm going to split the church. But I felt the presence of God come in even stronger. I brought the youth pastor over to me. I said, you got to talk to me fast. I said, who's the guy on the floor and who's Chuck Norris? He said, the guy on the floor has gender identity issues. He said the man circling him is an engineer in our church and he's a man of God and I've never seen him do anything like this ever. A few minutes passed and things calmed down and I walked over and I knelt down to that young man.
Cuando el tiempo se calma, él voy a ese joven.
Long story short, he said, I was bound by the devil and now I'm free.
Dijo este joven, estuve atado, pero ahora soy libre.
That moment I was over and I laid hands on her.
Y fui y puse mano sobre de ella.
She hadn't walked and the doctor said she would be confined to her wheelchair until she died.
Los doctores dijeron estará en silla de ruedas hasta que muriera.
She'd had 5 strokes.
Tenía 5 embolios.
She had not had feeling in her legs in over 10 years.
No había sentido sus piernas en más de 10 años.
Confound.
Ahí atado.
I laid hands on her. I bound paralysis and I felt the glory of God fall on this lady. I stepped back and I was weeping in the presence of the Lord. Her daughter leaned over and said, sir, you don't understand. My mama hadn't been able to feel her legs in a decade and all the feeling just came back.
La hija de ella dijo, no entiendes, señor. Mi mamá no ha sentido sus piernas.
I said, what do you want to do, ma'am? She said, I want to walk.
Le dije, ¿qué quieres hacer, señora? Dijo, yo
and
quiero
I watched
caminar.
This woman whom the doctor said would never ever walk again with my own eyes. I watched her stand up out of that wheelchair. She had one daughter on one side, another daughter on the other. And she began to walk across the front of that platform. She began to do squats like this. She turned around. She said, leave my side. She said, I want to walk by myself. And I watched that woman with no help begin to walk across the front of that church. The doctor said she'd never get out of the wheelchair, but the doctors were wrong. I'm telling you, God's not dead. God is alive in Jesus' name. Totally healed. We've been seeing blind people see and deaf people hear. A couple of weeks ago, we saw a lady that was crippled, bent over, physically contorted with fibromyalgia. I was at a conference. I watched her in that position for the whole week at that conference. Her body was contorted. The last night, we laid hands on her and prayed. She got set free. She said, I felt fibromyalgia physically leave my body. She was totally healed. Before the service was over, a young man with a left ear that was totally deaf, his ear popped open. I got an email 3 days ago from a church in East Texas, a lady that we prayed for who had cancer. We prayed that the cancer cells would die.
Oramos unos tres días atrás y recibí una carta de una señora que fue libre de cáncer.
And the doctor's report read this: the tumor is still there, but all the cancer cells are dead. It's now a benign tumor. She was given weeks to live, but God raised her up.
El doctor decía, el tumor sigue allí, pero el cáncer se ha ido.
I want to tell you this tonight. I want to submit to you.
Te quiero decir esta noche.
That I believe, we believe the lie for too long that we can have a New Testament Pentecostal Apostolic Church in the United States of America. I believe that.
Tener una iglesia Nuevo Testamento lleno del Espíritu Santo.
When I use the word apostolic, I'm talking about the kerygma preaching that the apostles preached with the signs and wonders that they saw manifest in their ministry.
Cuando hablo de una iglesia apostólica, no hablo de la doctrina.
I believe that God wants to do that and demonstrate that in the United States of America. I go to churches and I see rows of young people that have never seen the blind see or the deaf hear or the lame walk. I don't think Peter saw deaf ears open in every meeting. I don't think Paul saw the blind see in every crusade that he did.
Pienso que Pedro miró ojos abiertos en cada.
But they had a fresh testimony of it.
Pero tenían un testimonio.
It wasn't years or decades since the blind saw in their meetings.
Pero no era de 10 años.
They had fresh testimonies of the manifestation of the power of God.
Siempre tenían testimonios al momento.
And I believe that God desperately wants to do that in the United States of America once again.
Yo sé que Dios, creo que Dios quiere hacer estas cosas en este tiempo.
I'm thankful for what God did through Jack Coe and A.A. Allen and Oral Roberts in the 50s.
Soy gracias a Dios por lo que sucedió en los 50s.
But those men are dead.
Pero esos hombres muertos.
And their mantles are on the ground.
Y sus batallas, sus
mantos. And God is looking for ordinary people just like you and just like me.
Pero Dios busca personas como usted y yo.
To say, God, you're not a respecter of persons.
Para decir, tú no tienes, haces acepción de
personas. That we would consecrate ourselves through fasting and prayer.
Que por oración y ayuno nos consagramos.
That we would lay on our face and we would lift up our hands.
Que podamos delante de Dios postrarnos.
And there'd be a cry in our spirit deep down on the inside.
Y que haya un llanto dentro de nosotros.
God, pick me.
Señor, escógeme a mí.
God, use me.
Señor, úsame a mí.
There's a generation of young people that never felt the power of God.
Hay una generación de jóvenes que nunca
They're following the Kardashians by the millions.
Están siguiendo las personas de
They're
la
flocking to Beyoncé and Lady Gaga and Jay-Z.
Están siguiendo a esas otras personas.
God, raise up a contender in the house of God.
Señor, levanta a alguien en la casa de Dios.
That would demonstrate the power and the presence of God on earth as it is in heaven.
Que haya una demostración
en la iglesia. I'm talking about a New Testament manifestation of the power of God.
Estoy hablando de una manifestación nueva.
I'm telling you tonight.
Te digo esta noche.
I'm desperate.
Estoy desesperado.
I'm hungry.
Tengo hambre.
I want to see the power of God in my generation.
Quiero ver el poder de Dios en mi generación.
God.
Dios.
We're raising up preachers that want to have a big church. I want to see preachers raised up that just want to see the power demonstrated.
Estamos creando pastores que quieren grandes iglesias, pero vamos a crecer pastores que quieren mover el mover de Dios.
I want to submit this to you and we're going to pray.
Te quiero rendir esto.
We're going to pray for the sick tonight.
Vamos a orar por el enfermo.
We're going to pray for people to be delivered tonight.
Vamos a orar por personas ser
liberadas. We're going to pray that the kingdom of God would come on earth to this house as it is in heaven tonight.
Vamos a orar que la presencia de Dios llegue a este lugar como en el cielo.
I read of the birth of one of the first Pentecostal preachers in the New Testament. His name was Saul.
Saul fue uno de los pastores de la
iglesia pentecostal. He was on his donkey riding to Damascus. He was on his donkey riding to Damascus.
Saul en un asno a Damasco.
And he had an encounter.
Y tuvo un encuentro.
A New Testament encounter.
Un encuentro Nuevo Testamento.
Jesus showed up.
Y Jesús llegó.
And he was hit by the power of God.
Le pegó a Saúl.
He fell to the ground.
Llegó al suelo.
His eyes were blinded.
Sus ojos encegados.
He was led to a house.
Fue guiado para una casa.
And he sat and he fasted and he prayed for 3 days.
Y por 3 días orando y ayunando.
Then God spoke to a man named Ananias and gave him a word of knowledge at the direct location in which he was at.
Y luego Dios le da una palabra para este hombre.
He said, "You got to go pray for him to be healed and to be baptized in the Holy Ghost."
Tienes que ir a orar por este hombre para ser bautizado.
He goes and he lays hands on Saul.
Y va y pone manos sobre
his eyes are opened and his name is changed to Paul, and he's powerfully filled with the Holy Ghost.
Sus ojos se abren, su nombre es cambiado y es lleno
in the
poder
same
de Dios.
Manner of Acts 2, he stands up and the Bible says he boldly begins to proclaim the word of the Lord.
Y luego en Hechos nos dice que él comienza a proclamar el evangelio
poderoso. He connects with Barnabas at one of the most powerful churches in that dispensation of time in the New Testament, the church of Antioch.
Y luego se conecta con Bernabé en Antioquía, una de las iglesias poderosas en ese
tiempo. It doesn't say that as they sat at the table in a leadership meeting, it seemed like a good idea.
Nos dice en la Biblia que se sentaron en una mesa de liderazgo.
It said as the leaders fasted and prayed and the Holy Spirit was in their midst.
Pero sí dice que los líderes se unían en oración.
It seemed good to them, your best leaders.
Mientras están orando y ayunando, sienten que el Señor guía.
Set aside Paul and Barnabas for an evangelistic missionary journey.
Y dice el Señor, aparta a Bernabé y a Pablo.
They were sent out of the church in power.
Y luego los enviaron con poder.
The first of Paul's ministry was really that of an evangelist.
Evangelistic
preaching.
Es predicando evangelismo.
Listen, Paul was birthed in a supernatural way.
Pablo fue nacido en una manera sobrenatural.
He was filled with the Holy Spirit in a supernatural, profound, prophetic way.
Llenó como con el poder del Espíritu Santo en una manera.
He was in a meeting when the Holy Spirit showed up and told the elders, "Send this man forth." He begins to boldly proclaim the word of God.
Comenzó a proclamar el evangelio.
Give me about 10 or 15 more minutes. Is that okay?
Un poquito más.
Pastor said I can take my liberty. I was going to do it anyway.
El pastor me dijo toma libertad y lo iba a hacer de todos modos.
Chronologically, he's in Thessalonica, and that is where most theologians believe that the apostle Paul planted his first church.
Está en Tesalónica y piensan muchos que ahí es donde comenzó la primera iglesia.
You think America's bad?
Piensas que América, Estados Unidos está mal.
Thessalonica, they worshipped and bowed down to Caesar.
En esa iglesia se rodeaban delante de César.
Idols were everywhere.
Los ídolos por donde quiera.
Orgies happened at birthday parties.
En los tiempos de cumpleaños, orgías sucedían.
It was a sexual, aggrandized, lascivious atmosphere.
Era una atmósfera muy pornográfica.
The message that Paul was going to bring to that place that had never once heard the gospel dispensation of time.
Y él está preparando a entrar a una ciudad donde no habían escuchado el evangelio.
Paul shows up to a place that had never heard the gospel.
Pablo llega a un lugar donde nunca habían escuchado el evangelio.
He showed up to a place that would oppose him violently.
Y llegó a un lugar donde hubo oposición violentamente.
Would Paul simmer it down? Would he be sensitive to the seekers?
Y me pregunto, quizás Pablo se retrocede un poco.
From the first words of 1 Thessalonians, we find absolutely, resolutely, absolutely, unequivocally, no.
Y miramos en las primeras letras de esas cartas que él no se retrocede, sino sigue.
You don't have to turn there, but in the first verse of chapter 1 of Thessalonians 1, he says to the church. That word church is ecclesia.
Él dice a la, en ese tiempo, ecclesia.
That word ecclesia was a Greco-Roman word that they used for political gatherings among males in a formal and informal way.
Era una palabra que significa una unión de líderes.
So here comes Paul.
So llega Pablo.
Saying, I'm forming a new ecclesia.
Está diciendo, estoy formando una nueva eclesia.
That was treasonous.
Y eso era algo en contra del
and
gobierno.
He says to the Lord.
Y él le dice al Señor.
Jesus Christ.
Jesucristo.
That word Lord in the Greek is Kyrios.
Y esa palabra Señor.
The only individual who deemed the term Kyrios was Caesar himself.
Y el único que usaba esa palabra o referirse
they worshipped him. They believed he was deity.
Creían que César era un Dios.
And now Paul came to that city.
Y ahora Pablo llega a esa ciudad.
And he was prophetically declaring.
Y comienza proféticamente.
There is a new Kyrios and his name is not Caesar.
Declarando que había un nuevo
his
nuevo
name
Kyrios,
is Jesus.
Un nuevo Señor.
I want to tell you they were going to kill him.
Y estaban por matarlo.
Acts was clear. They ran him out of Thessalonica with swords and javelins and spears.
Y estaban a punto de matarlo.
But not until the church was planted.
Pero en cuanto la iglesia se levantó.
In that initial meeting.
En esa junta inicial.
There was a New Testament manifestation of God.
Había una manifestación.
It's clear in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 5.
Y es muy claro en las escrituras.
Paul says, our gospel came to you not in word only.
Que dice Pablo, nuestra palabra no solo vino en palabra.
He wasn't diminishing the power of the gospel.
No estaba disminuyendo la palabra.
He was saying it did not come to you just in orated, communicative form.
Estaba diciendo no solo vino en con palabrería.
He said it didn't come to you in eloquence or polish or with a lot of charisma.
No vino con muchas palabras ni carisma.
He said it wasn't by itself.
No vino sola.
But it came in power.
Pero vino en poder.
Those Romans wanted to kill him.
Esos romanos lo querían matar.
They wanted to string him up.
Lo querían colgar. Y quizás en ese momento están tomando sus espadas.
But all of a sudden,
pero en ese momento,
the next word says this.
La siguiente dice,
it didn't come in word only.
No vino solo en palabra.
But in power.
Pero en poder.
That word power is miracles, signs, and wonders.
Y ese poder es señales y grandes
somebody
prodigios.
In that first meeting as the Apostle Paul was preaching,
y alguien en esa primer encuentro,
they stood up and began to say things like this.
Comenzaron a decir,
I can see.
Comenzaron a decir, puedo ver.
I can hear.
Puedo escuchar.
Lame people began to walk.
Los que cojos comenzaban
and the
a caminar.
Bible says, and the Holy Spirit fell. The Spirit came at that moment.
Y el Espíritu Santo llegó a ese momento.
A move of God began to take place.
El mover de Dios comenzó.
Those people didn't intellectually agree with a set of fundamental beliefs.
Esa persona no, intelectualmente no estaban de acuerdo.
They had an encounter with the fire of the living, matchless Jesus Christ.
Pero no podía negar el poder que habían experimentado.
Who healed them.
Que los sanó,
delivered them
que los libró,
and set them free.
Y los libró.
A church was planted through the manifestation of a raw demonstration of the power of God.
Esa iglesia fue plantada simplemente por el poder
they
de
run
Dios.
Him out of Thessalonica.
Los sacan de allí.
But not until the church is birthed.
Pero no antes, sino
not
nace
until
esa
there's a group of believers that are praying in the Holy Ghost.
No antes, sino levantar un grupo
not
orando
until there's
Espíritu
a group
Santo.
Of believers that are moving in signs and wonders.
No se va, sino que esa iglesia se levanta.
The next city he goes to, that mob of angry, violent protesters and Greco-Romans followed him to that place.
La siguiente ciudad que él va.
He flees there and goes to Athens.
Él se va y va a Atenas.
I want to tell you right now.
Quiero decir,
if I was one of Paul's traveling compadres,
si era uno de los compañeros de Pablo en el viaje,
like Timothy
como Timoteo,
or Titus,
Tito,
I'd have said, Paul,
yo le dijera, Pablo,
we got to calm down for a moment.
Nos tenemos que calmar por un momento.
In all seriousness.
En toda sinceridad.
This is real, Paul.
Esto es real, Pablo.
I got a family.
Tengo una familia.
Those men tried to kill us.
Esos hombres nos querían matar, Pablo.
They have chased us for the last 50 miles.
Los últimos 50 millas
they
nos
knew
han perseguido.
What city we're going to.
Ellos saben a dónde vamos.
Let's calm down.
Vamos a calmarnos.
He was in Athens.
Estaba en Atenas.
What does the Bible tell us about Athens?
¿Qué nos dice la Biblia sobre Atenas?
He used philosophy.
Usó filosofía.
Apologetics. Education.
Educación.
I love what evangelist Reinhard Bonnke says.
Me gusta lo que dice un evangelista.
You don't have to be a genius to preach the gospel.
No tienes que ser super inteligente para predicar el evangelio.
But there is no bonus for being stupid.
Pero no hay ningún abono por hacer
ignorante.
It's pretty
plain, isn't it? I'm Pentecostal, though.
Soy Pentecostés.
I believe somebody saved 3 days.
Yo siento que una persona
get on their face and pray and seek the Lord.
Que buscan al Señor.
Open this book.
Abren ese libro.
Get a word from God.
Reciben una palabra.
And see a Hindu village in India set free.
Y luego mirar un,
that's what I believe.
Una aldea hindú regresar.
But I believe in education.
Pero yo creo en educación.
I believe in exegetical process in the Word.
Yo creo de escudriñar.
We have a fully accredited Bible school.
Tenemos una escuela bíblica.
But I'm trying to raise up full-throated Pentecostal Holy Ghost signs, wonders, and miracles.
Pero yo quiero levantar personas que están llenos del poder de Dios.
So Paul uses philosophy in Athens.
So Pablo comienza a usar la filosofía.
It seems that this meeting is more toned down than any other meeting Paul ever had in the history of his ministry.
Y aparentemente esta reunión es más calmante que todas las
he
demás.
Does preach Christ crucified.
Si predica Cristo crucificado.
Two or three converts.
Dos o tres convertidos.
Nobody's filled with the Spirit.
Nadie es lleno por el Espíritu.
That is articulated in the book of Acts.
Eso se dice en Hechos.
It is a fact
es un hecho.
That a church was not planted in Athens.
Y una iglesia no fue establecida en Athens.
And the next chronological stop for Paul was Corinth.
Y la siguiente parada para Pablo era
I
Corinto.
Believe as he's on the way to Corinth.
Yo creo que mientras está
as he's riding a colt or a donkey or he's just on foot and he's walking to Corinth,
mientras está caminando hacia Corinto,
I believe God began to speak to him.
Yo creo que Dios comenzó a hablar con
and
él.
He said, Paul, I understand that they were trying to kill you.
Pablo, yo sé que te estaban tratando de matar.
But remember Peter.
Pero recuérdate a Pedro.
He preached in power in Acts 2 and 3,000 were born again.
Predicó en poder y 2,000
regresaron. Acts 3, he didn't hold back at all. He saw the lame walk and 2,000 were born again.
En Hechos 3 miramos que las sanidades
and they put him in prison.
Lo pusieron en la cárcel.
They let him out.
Lo guiaron fuera.
He didn't tone down the message.
Él no bajó el mensaje.
He didn't go seeker sensitive on everybody.
Él no se hizo de diferente
aspecto. He got on his face. And he said, God, fill me fresh with the Holy Ghost that I may preach your word with boldness.
Sino decía, lléname, Señor, para predicar tu palabra.
And stretch forth your hand and perform signs and wonders. And in Acts 5, he preaches boldly. Everybody gets healed and 5,000 are added.
Y él dice, extiende tu mano, Dios, para mirar grandes prodigios y 5,000 llegan a conocer.
Paul began to think back on that.
Pablo comenzó a pensar.
He thought back at all the fruit in Thessalonica.
Pensó de todo el fruto de la primera iglesia.
And he goes to Corinth.
Y va a Corinto.
And Corinthians 1, chapter 2 tells us how Paul planted this work.
Y Dios, y la palabra nos muestra cómo Pablo plantó esta.
This is what I believe he was thinking when he made this statement.
Esto es lo que yo creo que pasó cuando dijo esto.
He said, when I came to you, dearly beloved,
cuando yo llegué aquí,
I resolved.
Yo estuve de acuerdo.
I made up my mind.
Hice mi mente.
I came to a resolute determination.
Decidí.
I believe that the Apostle Paul was in a maturation process, that God was maturing him.
Había, yo pienso que Dios estaba madurando a Pablo en ese
Paul
tiempo.
Wasn't Jesus. Paul was not Jesus Christ.
Pablo no era Jesús.
Paul needed to mature as a minister of the gospel.
Pablo necesitaba madurar.
Paul was not perfect in all of his process.
Pablo no era perfecto en todo.
And Paul understood that.
Pablo entendía eso.
And now he says,
y ahora dice,
I've come to a clear determination.
He llegado a una determinación clara.
Corinth, I want you to remember.
Corinto, quiero que te recuerdes.
That when I came to you,
que cuando llegué,
I didn't come in wise and persuasive words.
No vine con palabrería.
I came to you with a demonstration of the power of God.
Vine con demostraciones del poder
de Dios.
I didn't
come to you in my education and intellect.
No vine en mi intelecto ni educación.
I didn't come to you with the philosophy of Athens.
No vine con la filosofía con Atenas.
So that your faith would rest on man's wisdom.
Para que tu fe llegue a la sabiduría
del hombre. But Corinth, remember the way I came to you.
Pero recuérdate cómo llegué.
It was in simplicity.
Llegué en simplicidad.
And it was in the demonstration of the power of God.
En la demostración del poder
it
de Dios.
Was in signs, wonders, and miracles.
Estaba en grandes señales y milagros, milagros.
That's where I believe we are.
Y allí es donde
pienso
que estamos.
As a Pentecostal movement in the United States of America.
Y allí pienso que estamos en la iglesia pentecostal.
I submit this to you tonight.
Te entrego esto esta noche.
Not in a provocative way.
No en una manera.
But I believe we are in a Galatians 3 moment right now as a Pentecostal church.
Pero yo siento que estamos en un lugar como Gálatas 3.
Where Paul comes back to the church of Galatia and he says to them,
donde Pablo regresa a la iglesia de Gala y les dice,
you started out in the spirit.
Comenzaste en el espíritu.
And now you are trying to fulfill the work in the flesh.
Y ahora estás tratando de alcanzarlo en la carne.
He said, if you continue in this manner, everything that was done was in vain.
Y si sigues en esta trayectoria, todo lo que hicimos era en vano.
He exhorts them, you must return to the spirit.
Y les exhorta de regresar al espíritu.
He was saying the work of the flesh is not your identifying mark.
Él está diciendo la obra de la carne no
he said
identifica.
It's miracles and signs and wonders and power.
Toma poder, milagros y señales.
The mark of the Pentecostal movement is not attendance, it's not buildings, it's not polish, it's not eloquence.
La marca del Pentecostés no es la iglesia grande, los números.
I proclaim to you this night that the mark of the Pentecostal movement is signs, wonders, miracles, demonstrated preaching, the casting out of devils.
Lo que nos identifica como pentecostales es el poder, derramamiento, señales y grandes prodigios.
Dearly beloved, God's calling us back to that.
Y te les digo que Dios nos está
I said
llamando
God's
atrás.
Calling us back to that.
Nos está llamando
I said
esa.
God's calling us back to that.
Lo repito, Dios nos está
He's
llamando
not calling
atrás.
Us back to a certain method, style, a shout, or a run. He's calling us back to where the Spirit of God comes in, sets the captive free, opens the eyes of the blind, and heals the lame and resurrects the dead.
No nos está llamando a un método o una moda, sino de llegar para atrás a las sanidades.
And if we keep doing the same thing we've been doing for the last 20 years, we're going to get the same results that we've gotten in the last 20 years. And 89% of our churches have plateaued or in decline in the evangelical world.
En los evangélicos por 20 años si seguimos lo mismo, recibiremos los mismos resultados.
I believe.
Yo creo.
What Lou Engle said.
Lo que un señor dijo.
That he's calling the church.
Está llamando a la iglesia.
Back to consecrated fasting and prayer.
Regresando la iglesia consagrándonos
ayuno. For the demonstration of the power of Almighty God to be released once again.
Para mirar grandes demostraciones del poder de Dios.
He's calling the people of God.
Está llamando gente de Dios.
Back to simplistic Pentecost.
Regresando a las personas
He's calling the people of God.
Está regresando a las personas.
I know the altar has lost its sway.
Yo sé que el altar no es como antes.
I know you won't find it in church health books like once was.
Yo sé que no encontrarás el altar como antes
era. I know we find you've got to shorten the service, you've got to do this and you've got to do that.
Yo sé que tenemos que hacer diferentes cosas en la iglesia.
But unless we have an altar that is hot with prayer, Jesus didn't say my house will be called a house of preaching. It didn't say my house will be called a house of singing. He said my house shall be called a house of prayer.
No dijo el Señor que mi casa será una casa de cantar, será una casa de oración.
But that is the least practiced thing in most Pentecostal churches in the United States of America. The preaching takes precedence.
Pero eso es lo más significativo.
Worship has taken precedence.
La alabanza es más importante.
And prayer has been minimized.
La oración minimizada.
And the church has been weakened.
Y la iglesia debilitada.
I am a preacher.
Soy un predicador.
I believe in preaching.
Creo en predicar.
But I believe with as much preaching we have to have equal time for praying.
Pero yo creo que y al igual a predicación tenemos que tener tiempo para la oración.
Can I get an amen?
¿Puedo recibir un amen?
I didn't say this. This wasn't my statement.
Esto no fue mi palabra.
Jesus said it himself.
Jesús lo dijo.
My house shall be called a house of prayer.
Mi casa será llamada una casa
God
de oración.
Restore us.
Señor, restáuranos.
I want to prophesy to you tonight.
Quiero profetizarte.
I believe the greatest days of the Pentecostal church could be right flat-footed in front of us.
Yo creo que este mover está delante de nosotros.
But we've got to return back to the apostolic model once again.
Pero tenemos que llegar, regresar
where we
a lo
proclaim
apostólico.
The bloodshed cross of Calvary, which a gospel that includes the miraculous signs and wonders, Holy Spirit manifestation.
Donde regresamos a predicar la cruz.
Testament power to come back. Holy God. I got kids.
Yo tengo hijos.
Look, I'm not trying to get on some kind of high horse. Look at me now. I got kids. Listen to me.
Escúcheme.
I'm not trying to offend anybody by this statement.
Yo no quiero ofender a nadie.
I've witnessed to more gay people than most of you have in your entire lifetime.
Yo quizás seré testigo de
I've got an 8-year-old son.
Tengo un hijo de 8.
And on his soccer team, there's a young man that's got 2 mamas.
En su equipo de soccer, tiene 2 mamas.
Pastor Jim, if we don't have a move of God.
Y decimos, pastor, si no tenemos un mover de Dios.
If we don't have a fresh empowerment of the Spirit.
Si no hay un fresca unción.
The devil's going to take a generation.
El diablo va a tomar una generación.
But I still believe if the people of God would humble themselves and pray.
Pero yo todavía creo si el pueblo se une.
That there is another outpouring of revival that God has in these last days for the United States of America. That God's not done with our nation. That we're on the verge of a visitation. It will let go and let God once again in this nation. I believe that. Would you just gently slip your hands to heaven right now? Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, we need you. Just keep your hands up. I just feel in my spirit.
Siento en mi espíritu.
That would say that the Lord doesn't want his Pentecostal church to be a too gifted church with tongues and interpretation. But he wants to distribute all 9 gifts to his house.
Siento que Dios no solamente quiere de 2 dones, sino todos los dones en la iglesia.
Just continue to keep your hands up. Holy Spirit, come.
Espíritu Santo.
Holy Spirit, move.
Mueve.
Holy Spirit, breathe on this place
respira
right now.
Sobre nosotros.
In Jesus' name.
En nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, somebody needs to forget about who's beside you right now. Forget about who's around you.
Olvídate que están alrededor de ti.
I say in Jesus, I come into agreement with our bishop of this area, with our presbyter, Brother Doug. I say in 2020 of March of next year that God is preparing a group of people for a signs and wonders crusade in North Fort Worth, like what happened through the ministries of McPherson and Oral Roberts and the great ones of old, that God, that you're not dead, that you're still alive and you want to breathe once again, Jesus. And you're going to start right here tonight. Come on, let's just seek him for a moment.
Vamos a buscarlo.
Catabro con base le lende de beque. Shalom bro bo 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 bo. We're going to pray for the sick tonight, but if there's something in your spirit right now.
Si algo en tu espíritu.
And you've been stirred tonight.
Y ha sido algo avivado dentro de
maybe
ti.
You're like the apostle Peter. You're unschooled and you're just an ordinary individual.
Quizás eres como el apóstol.
But you're hungry for the demonstration.
Sin preparación,
God doesn't call
hambre.
The educated. He calls the available.
Dios no llama al educado,
he
llama
calls
el
the
disponible.
Willing. If you'd say tonight, God, I want you to use me in power.
Si dices hoy, esta
God,
noche,
I want
Dios
signs and wonders in my life.
Señales y grandes
God, I'm tired of a powerless church.
Estoy cansado de una
iglesia God,
sin
I want
poder.
The power on my life.
Quiero el poder sobre
I want it when
vida.
I go to work, when I go to school. God, send the power, send the fire, send a fresh baptism of Pentecost. I want you to come up here right now if you want that.